Welcome to Tax Talk. I'm Kurt Piefko, a partner with our National Tax Office. I'm here today with Steve Eckert, another member of our National Tax Office, and today we're talking about tax reform, specifically planning opportunities for businesses to consider before year end. Steve, before we get into the details, why don't you give us an update of what's going on right now with business taxes and this tax legislation?
Well, Kurt, the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act that we've been watching for a couple months here looks like it's headed for passage here this week, should be enacted before the end of the year. From a business standpoint, I think this is really changing fundamentally some of the planning techniques and things we've looked at for a long time. From the big picture, it's a declining rate environment for businesses. So corporations historically been at a 35% rate or headed down for a 21% tax rate starting in 2018. For pass-through businesses, the new pass-through deduction will apply to a number of businesses and effectively give a rate break for that business income. So we started looking at this, you know, there's a short period of time before the end of the year where there's still a higher tax rate year. And, you know, we start looking at opportunities to potentially pull deductions into the 2017 year and defer income into 2018. So as we start thinking about that and different ways to do that, you know, accounting methods are one of the biggest areas we look to. What do you look at this type of situation?
Yeah, I think that's probably the area that got by far the most questions on over the past couple of days and weeks, really because I think accounting methods are probably the most powerful way that businesses can really shift income and deductions and often do it in some ways that might be relatively easy. Some may be a little more complex, but at least with respect to things before year end, I mean, there's really a lot of things that businesses can do. I mean, for example, if a business is on a cash basis, you can try to defer the collection of receivables or make payments of expenses more quickly than you would have before.
Sure, that's the easy one, right? That's make sure to do that. So in other cases, what's a little bit more complex, and I guess how would you approach it?
So other things that can be done, I mean, the interesting part is this kind of area touches on almost every single thing that a business does. So, I mean, if they collect advance payments, it's a question of are the advance payments taxable when you collect it or only in a later year when you earn it? And you may be able to change to a method where you can defer that income until you earn it if that's not how you were accounting for it initially. So that's something that taxpayers should be looking at. You know, there's a number of deductions that aren't deductible until actually paid. You know, bonus accruals at year end to employees sometimes falls into that kind of category. And so if you're in that situation, then you might want to make sure to actually pay that before year end, or, you know, change your bonus or a commission arrangement to make sure that simply by accruing it at year end, you can deduct it in 2017 rather than in 2018.
So that's probably the usual balance sheet approach. You just kind of look down, see what's sitting there, and go through each sort of item to see if there's any way you could utilize these accounting method changes to try to get a better tax result.
Right. Yeah, I think we see other things, you know, even with, you might have assets laying around, inventory, it might be fixed assets that you don't really need. Maybe it's excess and kind of reduced values that are still just sitting around because maybe you'll use it at some point. Well, today in this environment, getting rid of it before the end of the year might trigger a deduction with enough permanent savings behind it that it's worth not having it around anymore. So really, there's a lot of things in this area that the taxpayers can do.
Yeah, that's fair. And I think bringing up the fixed asset situation, that's a good thing to flag too. I mean, we are having new bonus depreciation expensing rules kicking in 2018 as well. So as we look to that, how do you take advantage of those?
So yeah, the bonus depreciation is certainly going to be a significant one. Taxpayers were already eligible for 50% bonus depreciation on new assets. Now going forward, they'll be eligible for 100% expensing on both new and used assets, plus be able to expense things under Section 179 much more significantly than they have been able to in the past. So there really is a bigger strategy here to get assets placed in service by year end. Even if maybe you don't qualify for this 100% bonus for some of these assets placed in service before year end, which a lot of taxpayers might be able to, it just depends on your facts, getting any depreciation by year end is going to be significant to be able to offset that higher taxed income before we get into 2018.
Yeah, no, that definitely makes sense. And I think as we start looking for other things that are changing with the law, you know, there's certain items that will certainly be certain deductions or other items that would be limited going forward. So we start looking at things like corporate NOLs or potentially interest deductions going forward that could be limited. You know, are there ways to try to utilize some of those attributes or maximize the benefits on before year end?
You look at any individual provision here and you get a lot of kind of potential planning like this around it. But, you know, NOLs, for example, if you have a lot of them, maybe you want to accelerate income into 2017 to make sure you can really utilize that against this higher taxed income. You might want to even potentially restructure businesses to the extent that that could influence how you use the NOLs, or just maximize an NOL in 17 to be able to carry it back, since that won't be an opportunity on a go-forward basis. Similarly with interest expense, if you're going to be in a limitation position going forward, you might want to do whatever you can to maximize interest deductions in the current year. You know, that might be restructuring debt, that might be paying off related party interest that might not have been deductible until it was actually paid. You know, there can be a lot of things there, but just, you know, each of these provisions is going to have its own little unique planning environment around it. So, you know, Steve, you know, there's a lot of things here kind of leading up to year end that we can do, but what about looking forward? I mean, it seems like these are a lot of really significant changes here.
Yeah, and I think fundamentally this is going to change how businesses sort of approach their entity structure. I think everybody's gotten comfortable with the rules that have existed for a long period of time. I think ultimately some of the decisions about how your business is structured, how you capitalize the business, whether with debt or equity or preferred equity, certain structures, some of the incentives may be changing going forward. And I think everybody's going to have to give a long look at your entity structure, make sure that it makes sense for, you know, the current tax costs that you have and for your future operational needs. So, you know, that's something that can't really be done before year end, but I think as you get into the spring here, that's going to be something that we'll have to take a look at.
Yeah, I could certainly see that. You even think about interest limitations and debt and how much do you have, how much should you have, how it's treated. That'll create a lot of interesting scenarios. So that's it for this episode of Tax Talk. You can look for future episodes at plantmoran.com. Thanks for listening.